Okay, let's resume.
Okay, let's see. But we quickly moved from there when I was 1 year old. My mom wanted to be closer to family, so we moved to Indiana. And then after that, my parents separated. They were never married, but they were together for several years. My dad moved to Cleveland, and I grew up in Indiana for the next 8 or so years, which I liked because I was close to my family. You know, I basically, my cousins were like my brothers and my sisters. I was really close to my grandmother. I stayed at her house all the time. Then we moved to Texas because my mom changed her job or something. Her job required her to move. And I lived in Texas from 9 to 14. I won't say that I hated it there, but at least in Indiana, which is a pretty backward state, I had my family and stuff. But in Texas, there wasn't even that. I mean, it was just, we lived in the suburbs. It was, everyone was the same. All the houses looked the same. Everybody dressed the same. People were very small-minded. You know, I remember the first time I ever got political was like in the 2000 election or whatever. And I didn't have really any idea of, you know, I didn't have any particular political beliefs at that time, but I knew enough to know that I was like, I wouldn't have been a person that voted for George Bush. I was like, what? That's crazy. And I went to a Baptist school there. That was weird. Like, have you ever seen Saved?
Yeah.
It's that movie's not even a satire. My school was exactly like that. There was no difference. My school was like Saved. It was, you know, I mean, very like hypocritical people, you know, like, oh, Jesus will save you, blah, 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 from your sins. You know, trying to be really like peppy and happy, but really sort of with this very mean spirit. But yeah, so.
Were you really just religious?
I went to church every Sunday.
Baptist.
But that was about it. You know, I celebrated Easter and Christmas, but nothing beyond that. Mm-hmm. I think my mom had a religious phase when I was probably like 8 or 9. And, you know, we started like going to like these like mother and daughter Bible camp getaway things, which were really weird. And she made me go to like Bible school and then that Baptist school. And then after that, I guess we kind of faded. We stopped going to church. And now I'm very vocal. Like, I don't like going to church at all. And whenever we go back to Indiana, she's like, it's Sunday, we should go to church. I'm like, I'm not going. And then I end up going anyway. She's like, it's for grandmother. I go. And anyway, my mom was like, oh, I want to be a lawyer. I want to go to school in New York. I've always wanted to live there. So when I was 14, we moved here. And so far, so good. I like it a lot. So that's my background for the most part.
Okay, good. I don't know if you mentioned it, but what year were you born?
1988, November 17th, 1988.
So, anyway. Okay. Move on to your sexuality.
Move on, okay.
Tell me when you knew, when you came out, your whole story.
I've been told that I like realized a lot later than most other people because I was like, and now looking back, I'm like, oh yeah, I was totally a lesbian since I was like 5 years old, but I didn't realize until I was probably 15 or 16. I don't know. I got this crush on this girl at my school and I was like, oh no, she's just someone I'd like to be a friend or something. And then I was like, no, I totally want to have sex with her. And I don't know, I don't think I had any problem with it. Like, I wasn't like, there wasn't any conflict or anything. Actually, I was kind of happy. I don't know, I was like, okay. My best friend was gay, and he was the first person that I told. I was like, I think I like girls. And he's like, yeah, I know. And then
so he knew already?
Yeah. That's basically, I came out to my mom when I was 17. I told her I was bi and she was really upset. She was more upset than I thought she'd be. You know, she's a liberal person, and so I wasn't expecting that at all. And it was like, what? No, I think she was more shocked than anything. And I cried and whatever because she was not very sensitive at all. And then we didn't talk about it. And then randomly 2 months later, she was like, what did she say? She said something like, all that matters is that you have healthy relationships. And that was the it. And it was really weird and random. I'm out to pretty much everybody at my school, all my friends and stuff. Let's see. I knew more about my gayosity. I don't know. Looking back, even in middle school, now what I realize were crushes and stuff on different girls, I just completely misunderstood as something else. And I don't know.
Tell me about your name.
Oh, Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
I think I started going by that maybe a year ago. It's not, I know it's a boy name, but I didn't choose it because I want to be a boy or anything. There are a lot of reasons. I have this one teacher, her name is George, that's actually her birth name. And I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. And and then I was looking up the word Thomas and Tom and stuff, and the history of the word and what it meant and how it was used to describe wayward women and stuff like that, and then how it sort of morphed into Tom as being lesbian, and then also tomboy and stuff. And my great grandmother was named Thomas, and which is weird. So.
Her first name was Thomas.
Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, maybe Thomas from now on. I like it.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Okay, since the topic that I brought you here to discuss is lesbian style, first describe your style for me and, tell me about your style.
My style. It changes. I think it would be hard to I think it's pretty laid back. I kind of had what you'd call a punkish phase, and I still try to sometimes implement that into what I wear. I wear ties a lot. I like to wear jeans. I don't wear shorts at all. Never. I like to wear polo shirts. I like to wear black a lot. I used to wear a lot of graphic tees, but I got away from that because I thought it looked too immature or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to sort of make my style a little bit more mature. Now I'd say I'd like to experiment a lot. Yesterday I had this mohawk thing going on that I tried to fashion. It worked pretty well until it rained and my hair kind of shrunk and it was ugly. And I wore these crazy psycho boots with this really short skirt, and it was cool. I liked it a lot. Sometimes I like to be really wild. Other times I like to be laid back. I think the one unifying theme in my style is that it reflects my mood at the time. Yesterday was kind of a pissed off day, so I wanted to be all that was those are my fuck society boots. Today, today is I need to do laundry day more than anything. But it changes. I wouldn't say it's whether it's girly or more boyish. I like to wear skirts a lot. I like to wear skirts a lot, actually, and dresses. But for the most part, I like to, every day you could probably find me with jeans and a polo shirt, and I like brown boots or something. Anyway, or Converses.
Converse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that your sexuality has any effects what you wear at all?
Yeah. because, I don't know, not even what I wear, but just everything, like, about, like, how I hold myself and stuff, and, like, I don't know, whenever I dress, like, even when I wear a skirt, I try to make it more lesbian or something. I don't know exactly what that means, but...
Can you try?
Okay, I don't know, like, if I wear a skirt, I'll try to have, like, maybe a more boyish hairstyle or something. I'll never wear, like, a, I guess, like, a frilly shirt or something with a skirt. I'll wear, like, a, like, I'll wear a blue jean skirt or something and, like, a shirt like this. And boots, or, I guess I try to sometimes make it a little edgier, boyish, and for me, some, I guess that equates lesbianism, I don't know how, I guess, but,
yeah. No, don't be embarrassed. That's a very, I mean, yeah.
And, like, the other day, or whatever, I saw this girl on the train, and I had a crush on her, I'm pretty sure she was lesbian, and, well, I think so, but she was with a girl. And they were like all being girlfriendy, and I don't know. She wore this. She was wearing like baggy capris or something, and this brown shirt and shoes. And now that I'm thinking about it, it's very just a non-distinct outfit, but it looked really like I don't care what I wear, but actually I do look and. So I can, I think that kind of, it definitely does influence what I wear. I always, yeah. When I was a kid, I was a big tomboy. I never wore dresses and stuff, but that was more because I didn't want to be perceived as being girly. Not that I had actually any problem with wearing them. I find them comfy and cute. In middle school, I had, like, this, like I said, that, like, punk phase, and, you know, now I've just kind of developed, it's kind of encompasses all of those, my, like, childhood phases, like, so I try to incorporate a punk boy androgynous style, if that makes sense.
Sure.
When I see some pictures of myself, I wore some really ugly things.
Wore or wear?
Wore. Now I like to think that I don't dress quite as badly. And even when I see pictures of myself last year, like I had on this like blouse or whatever, like button-up shirt and like a brown like vest sweater vest over it and a tie. I really liked it. I was like, oh, I look cute in that picture. But I don't think I'd wear anything like that today.
Why?
I don't know. I liked it. I think I wore it then because I was like trying to be more boyish, but now it's a little too preppy for me. Mm-hmm. I like to have like a, I have a lot of like radical political beliefs, so I want to like look like a person who has a lot of radical political beliefs. So. That's pretty much that.
Yeah. you've kind of touched on this, but maybe if you just go into more detail. What if you see someone on the street or when you dress, what makes you think somebody's a lesbian?
I don't know, like, it's hard because you can see like two women wearing like similar things. I'm like, oh, she's a lesbian. She's not. I don't know. Like, when I think, I guess it's like the way you style your hair. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like things that I look for when I see. Like I look, it's like something I look for, like even on the subway train, I'm like, I play like, who's gay?
Oh yeah.
And I guess I kind of look for whatever is a little bit different than the rest of what people are wearing. Like, so if like all the other women, usually like the person who I'm assuming is the lesbian, will, like, the clothes will just be, like, a little bit different than the rest of the women on the train. I'm not even sure how it's different. It's just different, just like how, like say you, like, think of, like, urban or black style or something. Like, so you can have, like, two guys wearing, like, polo shirt and jeans or something. And, like, one you would think is being more urban style and the other, like, preppy. And mm-hmm. I don't even know what it is. It's just how it's worn in a way. Like, the size, is it loose or tight? So I guess I think of maybe being a little bit baggier, but not always. Definitely not always, because maybe a little edgier. Mm-hmm. I think those are the things I look for. Edgier and baggier. Those are the two words I guess I would use to describe it, you know. I don't know, I guess there's a lot of girls I would imagine that don't dress in that way that are still lesbians, so I guess I just miss them on when I'm playing who's gay.
Sure. Yeah. I'm always really surprised when I go to a gay bar
mm-hmm.
and see who's really out there. Yeah.
For sure.
So I've been out of high school for a long time now, so I'm curious, in the lesbian community, lesbians seem to be very anti-fashion
mm-hmm.
for various reasons, often because it's seen as being dressing for the male gaze, dressing for, you know, just for men.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like for you? I mean, what are your peers like in high school?
Well, I don't know any other gay person at my school. Well, I know a lot of gay guys.
Okay.
I don't know any other girls that are gay. There's this one girl I know that she's bi. I don't know, the way they dress is very different than the way that I dress. I don't think that I have any judgment or anything. I mean, because I don't really think that clothing is that big of a deal. I mean, I think it does often reflect a lot about your personality and that kind of thing. But even, like, when I look at my own, how my fashion has changed. Yeah, when I look at how my fashion has changed, it almost often reflects how I view myself as a person. So I do think it's important, but in school, I've never, like, gotten made fun of or anything like that, or for the way that I dress, or for being gay. I mean, I'm sure the larger community doesn't know that I'm gay. I mean, it's really annoying when people ask you questions like, what kind of guy do you like? I mean, it's like it's like you have to come out every 10 seconds, and it's like, actually.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know if, maybe even people ask that to find out if I'm gay or not, because I had, like, roundabout questions like what kind of person are you into?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. So maybe people do think that I'm gay. I know I told a lot of people and they weren't surprised at all. And I remember I told one of my best friends, Justine, she's like, oh my God, my sister told me, but I didn't believe her. And I don't know if that meant even before I realized that I came off a certain way. I don't think that I was like ogling at girls in the street or anything like that. So I don't know what it was that would have tipped people off to it. So I'm sure that a lot of people think it or suspect it. And I haven't noticed any change in how they view me
Yeah.
I don't know. Did I answer your question? I don't think I was even sure exactly what you're asking.
Oh, I don't think I made it clear. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Well, there are a lot of gay men in fashion.
Mm-hmm.
They're just really interested in fashion. They work in fashion. Very few lesbians. Do you have any theories?
Do I have any theories?
Based on personal experience.
When I say it sounds pretty, like, I guess, old-fashioned, but I think of gay men in general, or a lot of gay men, gravitating more towards the arts in general. and I guess you could, in a way, consider fashion to be part of the art. It's creative. While lesbian stone. I mean, there are some pretty cool, like, what I would deem, like, lesbian styles, but I don't know if that would appeal to the larger population.
Like what?
Like lesbian styles, you mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, like, I couldn't really see, like, what I'm wearing right now, like, going down the runway or something like that. And when I think of, like, even gay fashion, it's a little bit, like, it's very, like, together and tight and, like, I don't know, I feel like I should snap when I think of gay fashion. Like, when I think of, like, yeah, like, male gay style. And I'm trying to theorize. I think it has to do with the fact that fashion is more girly or something like that. It's girlier. I don't know. And also, like, I think that America thinks, like, gay guys are cute or something. Like, when you think of, like, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, like, oh, those gay people, they're so cute in their gay ways, and oh, look at his gay outfit and his his gay twang and all this stuff. And so that's how I think that they're sort of receptive to, like, gay men in that way. And I think maybe they might feel a little bit more threatened by women in fashion, just like they might be threatened by women in any kind of power or control in general.
Mm-hmm.
Could be part of it. I just want to put this out there. It's about my friend Josh, and he visited me over the summer. Obviously, he's not a lesbian, but he's gay, and we were hanging out just day to day. I'm not saying he's a bad dresser, but very plain, you know, nondescript, average American kind of dress. And so one night I was like, oh, let's go hang out at the East Village. It was like 11 p.m. He's like, oh no, we have to go home. I have to dress gay or something and, like, get in his gay clothes. And I'm like, okay. And I don't know, the thing is, I knew exactly what he meant. I was like, yeah, you should probably change. And we went home. And I don't know, like, I think a lot of time, the way you dress has to do with, like, recognition or something, like, in a way, like, you want to be recognized for being who you are or something, especially by your own community, like, hey, I'm gay, you're gay too. We're sisters. And I think that definitely affects how I dress.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have my list here. That's all I can remember. Is there anything else you want to add?
Is there anything else you want to add? Not that I can think of. It's hard to just think of something.
Okay. Thank you very much. And let's close.